Serbia's parliament today holds a memorial service for Zoran Djindjic, the country's prime minister, who was gunned down yesterday on a Belgrade street. Djindjic was killed by snipers as he stepped from his armored car outside the city's main government building. A state of emergency has been imposed in Serbia. Police say there have been several arrests. NPR's Emily Harris is in Belgrade. Who's being blamed for this assassination?
Bob, it's organized crime that's getting blamed for this by the government of Serbia, specifically a group known as the Clan from Zemun, which is a suburb of Belgrade that's long been known as a haven for organized crime. The government named 23 people and put their names and pictures on television. It's not clear which of those people have been arrested or if the arrests have been from those people, but they're trying to get to the heads of this group. These are people that are already familiar to police and crime experts, and a few, the top leaders of this group, are actually people pretty much everybody in Serbia knows their names. People in Belgrade know where they live. They are well known for kidnapping, drug trafficking, smuggling. Some of them have been arrested before, but they haven't been sentenced, so it'll be a big challenge for the police to get them and get them sentenced this time.
In 2 years in power, Djindjic made a lot of enemies.
That's true. He did make a lot of enemies. He has a number of political opponents here in Serbia, and he really made enemies in the world of organized crime. He tried to make some specific efforts to crack down on organized crime, for example, really cracking down on cigarette smuggling, where the vast majority of cigarettes used to be smuggled here into Serbia, and that's been cut dramatically by more than half. Cutting into the kinds of profits that these people can make. Because organized crime and politics are highly entwined here in Serbia. Many of the organized crime groups were built up in part of a parallel political structure that Milosevic, the former leader of Serbia, developed during the war.
There's something of a political vacuum in Serbia these days.
There's quite a large political vacuum, actually. There's no president of Serbia right now. Serbians had gone to the polls twice last year to elect a president, but the voter turnout was too low. So both times were ruled invalid. Obviously, there's no prime minister of Serbia right now. The government is acting in place of the prime minister is a coalition government made up of more than a dozen groups. There's the potential for a lot of infighting within that group, whether they pull together right now and try to get these people who gunned down the prime minister. That may hold them together as a focus right now, but it's very unclear what would happen in a few weeks or a few months' time.
How are the residents of Belgrade reacting to this killing?
Shock, a lot of shock, scared. People are worried. They don't really know what's ahead in the future. The group that's being blamed for this political murder is known for kind of being a couple steps ahead in whatever they do. And it's just very unclear what will happen. There's also geopolitical negotiations going on of the future of Kosovo, for example, and any instability, power vacuum in this area could affect the rest of the Balkans.
NPR's Emily Harris in Belgrade.